The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher. And last week, we featured an episode of the GM Roundtable, which a lot of positive response to that. So thank you, everyone, who enjoyed last week's GM Roundtable. And I mentioned that if you wanted to get more of the GM Roundtable, and I've got some guests, more guests coming up in future months on the show. We're starting to schedule those now. But I had mentioned that if you want to listen to future episodes of the GM Roundtable, or in fact, if you want to listen to the entire collection of the GM Roundtable, you need to become a patron over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And there was a huge response from the listeners, from you guys. In fact, just in the last week, we had a number of people who went over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and became patrons, including Benjamin, Julia, Michael, F. Couget, Scott, Nicholas, Raymond. Those are people that have just signed up to become some of the people that have signed up to become patrons in the last week. So thank you very much. And I just wonder, whose name will I read next week? Will it be yours? It might be. Head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. Sign up at the silver level or higher membership. Get access to all of the GM Roundtable archives. Get access to next week's episode of Drifters, which is available now to our silver level and higher patrons. And know that your contributions are going right back into Major Spoilers to make sure that these shows are possible, pay for our huge server costs, and a whole lot more. We don't waste it. We're not throwing it away. It's all going to very good use. And we thank you, everyone, who has become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And here is this week's episode. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. And guess what, everybody? We are back to the space race known as Drifters.
Drifter.
Kevin and Sam are back. Welcome back, you two.
It is good to be back.
I'm sure. And so you guys have been very busy with other things, but I'm sure you have missed sitting around playing some RPGs.
We have. With us specifically. Or I certainly have.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You've probably been playing with a lot of other people, but I mean us specifically. So
yeah, the cool kids.
Yeah. We need to kind of
catch up. This is the coolest real play podcast I'm on.
Kevin, it's been a long time since we have been playing this game, so maybe we should do a little catch up and figure out what's going on. Maybe a little mustard and relish too, but.
A little recap. Well, why don't we pick up with last time?
Uncritical hit.
Go ahead.
The obligatory one from Rodrigo there. You guys were in the research and development cube at the Doctor and Scramble headquarters.
Every time.
Your corporate sponsor, as they are the mega corporation that owns the Space Suds brand. You had successfully subdued the R&D creative, a Thorgrothelian ooze bent on galactic oozifying / genocide. Though he was quite friendly about it. The Jabubnins, a one-legged toad people, the ones that work here, were your patrons in this endeavor, basically offering you the deal of solving a problem for them in exchange for you guys getting their backing to get back into the race with a wild card race for kind of like the loser's bracket after you guys had been disqualified from Drifters altogether by not showing up in time for the race after you were sabotaged by Talos. Sabotaged, exactly. So you want to get back into Drifters, but you're not in it now. So you've got a wild card race, but that requires a whole InfoSphere campaign and backing, you know, Sheila, the like and subscribe werewolf influencer. And you need credits for that. And you need sponsorship for credits. And you need, you know, new gear and new promos and, you know, fake grassroots campaigns being posted on InfoSphere sites. And so you'd gone to Doctor and Scramble. They had this problem. You mostly solved it. Oh, yeah. And you have an intelligent psychic plant genius loci named Gordo with you as well.
Hi, Gordo.
Hello. So you guys were, by the way, quick tangent. I played a game recently with a friend of mine. And whenever I said the word so, he said a needle pulling thread. And he sang it, actually. And that has scarred me. So now whenever I say the word so to like begin a sentence, every time it's going to throw me off. Bad habit, I suppose. Anyway.
Therefore.
Moving on, continuing. You were in the R&D cube and about to exit via the little rectangular portal room to go relay your success of your mission to Assistant Director of Security Incident Management, Zox. So the port, you know, the little clean room area they keep to let you in and out of the otherwise overgrown jungle experimental R&D cube. They move it in and you guys can enter the little room and then they are going to move it out to extract you.
Cool.
The portal opens and you're in the gleaming white walls of the rest of Doctor and Scramble. And the view is one Jabobnin who hops up fairly excitedly and grumbles at you. So, is your task complete?
We did it, Zox.
Oh, and he kind of claps you on the back, Rodrigo. Well done. We were running behind schedule on our merchandise pre-planning and allotment allocations. So, you know, it was a pretty big deal.
Right.
Anyway, I think this will make the muckety-mucks upstairs quite pleased. So long as you have a cogent plan for your campaign, we should be able to get the funding released.
Okay.
And
some ideas.
Good. So long as it has a full project plan and risk charter and budget and all that, I'm sure it'll get approved.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, question for you. Do you have a list of those requirements?
I'm just kidding.
You said I didn't get it.
That's what we'll, that's
they will need to do all of those things, but we don't expect you to do that.
Oh, okay.
Good. Because I did not understand what half of those words even meant.
That's okay. No one does.
I do.
Do you really?
Yes. It's all incredibly boring.
Well, then you can be the lead presenter and when you present your plan to the board.
It's good to me.
Like this way. Oh, you're going to want to clean up first.
When he says right this way, do we all start hopping behind him?
Nah. That seems...
Needle pulling thread. Okay. You follow Zox, and you can clean yourselves up such that you're not covered in the muck and grime of the R&D cube. And he will take you right away back to the Jabubnin boardroom, where there's a whole new slate of Jabubnins with all new names and titles, but I'm not going to go through any of them. And I'm not going to go through the corporate toad speak again. So you can just use your imagination. Oh, you're sad about this?
Well, I know our listeners are.
Well, you can just.
I just enjoy hearing everybody else twitch at the corporate speak.
Yeah, just don't make Matthew cry again.
We've got stuff to do. I think we're as far down the tangent path as I'm willing to go. Just recall the worst corporate experiences of your life and kind of, you know, fill in the responses as necessary. But I do want to hear what you guys have to say about your InfoSphere social campaign ideas for, you know, promoting this idea of a wild card race get you guys back into Drifters, something that hasn't, this wild card thing hasn't been done in 11 seasons, I think, maybe mm-hmm. nine. I think it's been 9 seasons actually. Now that So what's your plan? Who's presenting? Just imagine there's 15 Jabubnins giving you tons of corporate speak feedback.
I want to be a meme.
Amu is definitely not the one who should be speaking.
So but Will is allowed. I think we had talked about calling it like Redemption Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. And then had, I don't know if we'd like talked about some ideas, but I had some that I was thinking of that we could like talk about. I mean, I guess we're being thrust right into this, so we don't really have a time to talk about it in character, but.
You guys can talk. While you're getting cleaned up.
Okay, then. So I think what we should try to do is engage with the fandoms of all the other teams that got knocked out and see if we can like get everyone on this together, and then maybe also go through some ways to like make the more recent winners, specifically Talos, look pretty bad. Like maybe, I don't know, I bet there's some kind of anti back alley brain surgery league, or, you know, all up and that psychics should be all natural or some other awful stuff that our sponsors could hook us up with.
The only issue with that is that could work its way back up to Drifters and then they'd be mad at us.
Would they?
Maybe.
I think they might.
They're the ones who gave Talos on.
All right. Well, maybe just stick to like the positive stories of all of our, you know, the teams that got knocked out. Yeah. Exactly. But deserve another chance to show how awesome we are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How even with all of the chips against us, we were sabotaged and we were lit on fire and we were rolled down a hill.
And maybe we can get like Doctor and Scramble to run some kind of like, I don't know, contest where they like reward the people who post stuff on the InfoSphere the most with some of their horrible products.
Mm-hmm. Your very own Squeebo.
Do you want your pet featured in Amu's collection? Amu wants your pet featured in Amu's collection.
Bob will do some unboxing videos on ship upgrades.
Yeah, I'll do some fitness workout videos.
How to care for your genius loci.
I don't think that's a very popular pet category. Very, 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 very exotic.
Not
space
yet.
Space gremlin.
Sorry.
Space gremlin.
It was just space. It's changing genius loci for space gremlin.
Yeah.
Never feed them after midnight.
Might have to have some disclaimers on. It is not recommended that you keep space gremlins.
Great. Well, and I think we'll always need disclaimers.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Team Lizard Brain is not held responsible if you're eaten by anything. Ever.
Yeah, like, try these workouts at home, kids, but you must be this swole!
How to perform bio-augmentations on your buddies.
Note, please do not attempt to perform bio-augmentations on your buddies.
Addendum. Would Vengi want to breathe fire or some other element?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Because...
Well, he wasn't offering you a no. He was offering you your choice of element.
Oh.
I can't quite do just... I could do choice of element, but that's not quite the best one. I would need to borrow some money to do the good one with choice of element, which would probably require permission.
Permission. Are you talking about exhaling fire or assisting on fire?
Installing a dragon gland.
Ah. Oh, I wasn't even wrong about my salivary glands. So will I still be able to, like, drink?
Presumably.
Yeah, but you can never get drunk. That's the problem.
Not to be a pedant here, but is install the right word?
Implant?
Yeah. It might be. Graft? Grift?
Integrate with.
Transplant?
Implant, yeah, implant, install, implant, install.
There you go. All right. So who wants to... Well, actually, wait a minute. We already settled on this. Zox has picked out who's going to present the plan, although I say that, but feel free, anyone who wants to jump in. But Quentin, why don't you get the board meeting started?
Okay, so what if I rolled for it? And we'll just abstract it because I'm old and I'm tired. Okay, so Jabubnans, honored guests, Team Lizard Brain. It is time to do what no one has done in 11 seasons of Drifters. It is time to return a team from disqualification to active duty. And in so doing, put the name of Doctor and Scramble at the top of everyone's social media radar. I'm waiting for them to know.
We do like being the top.
Exactly. Through our series of specifically targeted hashtags, each of which will be paired with the Doctor and Scramble metadata and implanted subliminal advertising.
Say SEO. Say SEO. Everybody loves SEO.
Someone said to me, can you? And I said, SEO. And so, .. We shall hunker down like the proverbial jackass in a hurricane. I really wish you would have let me roll for this.
So, Kubina will pass some or load up some stuff into their data pads. Here's some of the rollout that we're expecting. There are these many teams that have been disqualified for one reason or another so far. We figure we can do a piece on each of them and essentially drum up support for each of the fandoms. And then use that to petition Drifters to get this to happen. But essentially all materials were already treated like it's already happening. This way, Drifters would have to actually do a lot more work to quash it if they don't want to do it. And if they do want to do it, they can just claim that they had planned this all along, which benefits all of us, because then all of these advertisements and embedding that we're planning to do is already just going to go right through, right?
We are familiar with the use of burner infosphere accounts to plant information. That does seem wise. Yeah.
Right. And we might need to create a couple shell personas as well. I don't know that some of these teams actually have a lot of fans. But what we can do is pair up some of these teams with popular influencers. I don't know if Doctor and Scramble already is already working with anyone.
The vice president and coordination of special projects in marketing hops up from their little embedded seat, because they have like little pools of water that they're kind of sitting in, and hops out angrily and bats the door and goes out in a huff. And everyone kind of goes,
Yes, we're not new to the influencer game.
Okay. Was that bad?
You offended him deeply.
Oh, I see. Well, what I meant to say is something else. Anyway, let's move on.
Most of our products don't actually serve much of a purpose, or you could get them at a tenth of the price. It's the marketing department that's the real heart and soul of this company.
Of course, yeah.
Well, then consider us your newest product.
All right. Good stuff, guys. So, after another 30 minutes of that, and you might say, how could that possibly go on another 30 minutes? But I would again refer you to your imagination and recalling your worst corporate experiences, because they ask a bunch of questions that aren't really questions you have the answers to, and they're just questions designed to make them look smart, although it, again, has no meaning. Anyway.
That's a question and more of a comment. Could it be blue? Could what be blue?
Also, that was totally a question. It was a good one, Matthew. All right. So, again, and actually, when they say, could it be blue, everyone shakes their head. The Space Suds brand is clearly a very strongly associated with green. It'd be like changing Tide from red to something else.
That's orange.
You, yeah, orange, red. Okay. You all, let's not bury the lead here, guys. You all collectively receive 90,000 credits for your own upgrades and spending. So that's 15,000 credits per person, along with an indeterminate amount dedicated to the Infosphere campaign and improving the squeaky clean to make you more competitive in the upcoming races. So as a quick note about that, ships cost build points, which the game has quite reasonably declined to make a translation from build points into credits and vice versa, because they don't want someone like selling their initial ship for 100,000 credits and then being too wealthy at character creation. So don't even think about that as money you can spend except on the squeaky clean.
Oh, I was going to spend it on me.
That's like there's a whole separate pool of money that I don't need to give a number to. That's only going to improving the squeaky clean, and that will be resolved via build points. The 15,000 credits per person that goes to you presently.
Hooray! Shouts Bob.
That is probably more money, more credits than any of you have ever had in your account.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think there's probably like a good, like at least 5 minutes where Vangie just like keeps like looking at her account and like tapping Hecubino on the shoulder and then like pointing at it and then just tapping him and then pointing at it.
I know, but
speechless.
Until we get out of here, act like you've been there. We'll hop around when we get to the ship.
Oh, yeah. This is sufficient. Thank you for your sufficient money.
Maggie's just like grinning while saying this.
Oh yeah.
But fortunately, the Jabubnins misinterpret your grin as like maybe a threatening gesture.
Right.
Well, Vangie's, until you get used to Vangie's grin, it is scary.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teeth.
Great. You have to go through a bit more rigmarole, but Zox seems to be the person getting everything done around here. He can assist with the various paperwork and all of that. Most of it seems to be on the Doctor and Scramble side of things anyway. And as a result, you are free to go. You can get back aboard the Squeaky Clean and depart this planet, Arshalan, and get out of here. Drift back into Pack World space.
I'll as soon as we're on the ship, I'll like give Amu like a big, sturdy, like pointing at And I'm like, you put that thing away someplace safe.
Which thing?
The god plant we just got.
Oh, Gordo?
Yeah.
Hi. Safe. Hello.
Hi.
I'm very small.
Yes, let's keep it that way for now.
Hmm. That's sad. I could use more plants. We'll figure things out.
Yeah, maybe we could take you somewhere at some point.
Okay. I can move myself, you know.
Through space?
Well, like this. And it very awkwardly. So it's this patch. Keep in mind, Gordo is right now like a patch of soil and plant matter that you cut off of the huge size category thing. Now it's something you could hold in both your hands. It starts shooting out vines across the little walkways and hallways of the Squeaky Clean. And it's able to walk slash crawl, not at a super fast clip or anything like that, but it can move.
That's terrifying.
I'll shrug and I'm like, okay, that's literally not the weirdest thing a member of this crew does.
Hello.
Okay. Where were we? Oh yeah, and like Hecubino will like take
we're rich, and do that
dance that like anime characters do, right? Where they like kick their legs out on either side and do like twirl around and stuff.
Yeah, and our eyes turn into like just money symbols.
Yep.
Does anybody else celebrate or note your newfound?
Bob is weighing the issue of take this money and run and get myself out of indentured servitude, or stay with this and hope for even bigger monies.
Hmm.
Bob decides to stick with the bigger monies.
Yes. For imagine, brother, what you could do with bigger monies.
I know, right?
You could perhaps end all android servitude.
Oh
yeah, right. All
android servitude.
Yes, uh-huh. That's right. Other people, great
they
idea.
Matter as well.
Can we go shopping?
You absolutely can, but first, a quick recap of the situation as things stand on the Squeaky Clean. Rain is on board. Your mysterious benefactor person who helped get you guys the gig in the first place. Lashinta, former captain of her own team. She's recovering from a sudden mental health crisis. She experienced one. You were all disqualified previously. And
on
if you
critical
recall,
hit.
Previously is not last time. Matthew.
On critical hit. It literally is.
Ah.
It's synonymous.
She was also in a bad way with regard to her venom stick addiction. Amu and Hecubino had sedated her mostly successfully. And she was hooked up to an IV and monitoring system in the med bay. So as you're walking back there, Amu, likely your first place you'd go, Rain is still there, and she seems, at least physically, somewhat recovered upon your return. Well, how'd it go? You have the corporate backing we need to make this happen?
We have a start.
So much money!
Yeah, they easy come, money. Easy go, kid.
We have a way to possibly get a wild card race.
Yeah. Well, good work, I suppose. All right.
Also, we have Gordo.
What? You know what? I'm not going to ask. Well, if we can get back into Pack World space, I should probably get back to my own life. I can help on the Infosphere campaign to some extent. Use my contacts at Extreme to start laying the groundwork for approval. Y'all can drop me back off at Absalom Station. That's the easiest drift route from out here in the boonies anyway.
Or you could stay with us.
What? Thanks, but I'm better alone at this point.
What better way to increase our chances of having this wild card race go off than to bring a classic veteran into the team?
And think about what you could teach us and what we could learn.
Oh, we like having friends.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll think about it, okay? No promises. In the meantime, you have some money?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you probably need to upgrade this ship. And for that matter, yourselves. So, see to that, and then reach back out to me. I say this like I'm not going to be in this freaking ship with you for the next who knows how long it takes us to drift, but anyway, probably gonna collapse back asleep here for a bit. And with that, she like basically does exactly what she said. She seems, again, physically better, but still quite exhausted. Squeebo excitedly greets you all and zips around you and cleans up where, like, your footprints wherever you walk, completely unnecessarily. Squeebo moves in front of Quentin, actually, specifically, and then slowly, seemingly tentatively, extends a pseudopod of lime green gel in his direction.
Is he trying to kill me?
He extends a pseudopod of lime green gel in your direction.
We don't think so.
If he's trying to kill me.
Well, if Squeebo was trying to kill you, you'd be dead already.
So true. So true. Hey, Squeebo!
Extends another pseudopod and kind of waves at you. Squeebo, clean!
Good job, Squeebo.
Squeebo looks... he adopts these weird giant eyes that are, again, kind of like googly-eyed. And has a big open mouth, but he seems to be doing his best impersonation of like a puppy dog expression, but it doesn't really work. And looks at you, Quentin, and says, Squeebo, clean?
Do I need cleaning?
Actually, you do.
All right.
Dog agrees.
I will carefully allow him to clean my outer hull, but the slightest indication that something is wrong, and I will shoot him. So yes, I shall take this peace offering and allow Squeebo to clean.
Squeebo gently like cleans you with his pseudopod. It has a slight burning sensation to it, but you think that that's unavoidable. However, it does, he basically does like a deep clean on your titanium shell.
Oh, good. I've been eating one of those. I shall consider this to be Squeebo and I making peace and thank him in Squeeb speak.
Well, he is excited and darts off to go clean the rest of the ship again for like the third time since you've been gone. Amu, you do have to stop him from cleaning up Gordo.
That was going to be my next thing of calling Gordo down and introducing the two of them and telling Squeebo no clean.
Gordo tries to talk to Squeebo, but it doesn't go anywhere, obviously.
Hopefully yeah. They don't team up and take over the world.
Gordo is excited about everything in the med bay, though a bit disappointed that it's all dead. If you had living plants, I could talk to them in my mind. Ooh. Herman has meanwhile holed up in your quarters, Amu, and has rebuilt his nest.
Probably for the best.
Cool. Is there anything else that you guys particularly need to or want to do while you're just on board the Squeaky Clean? And we're going to have to make a piloting check here in a second. as Bob puts in the drift coordinates. But anyway, is there anything else you want to do aboard the ship? You're going to have hours at the very least, no matter what the outcome is. Drifting takes a while.
I have nothing.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Crawl into a back to tank.
Crawl into a back. Are you hurt?
I'm pretty beat up.
I think all of us were not looking great at one point or another.
I guess the Thor Grithelion, Mr. Blue, was pretty mean to you, some of you.
Yeah.
Well, that and that space T-Rex, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
That's and the plant.
Extreme. Right.
Okay. Then, without any further ado, you start your drift. You plot your drift coordinates back to Absalom Station.
Sure.
Great. We don't. It doesn't really matter how long it takes. That's kind of besides the point. So it'll take somewhere between 6 hours and a day, let's say. So you have some time aboard the ship, and you can rest and recuperate and gain back all of your stamina, all of your hit points, all of your daily spells and powers and whatnot.
Resolve.
Yep.
Okay.
Resolution.
Nice.
Break out the hammer and the metal polish. It's how I restore health.
I thought Squeeble already polished you up.
I'm clean. I still need to be repaired.
Oh, we can do that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We should probably check on the what did we do with the gremlins?
What did you do with the gremlins?
Look, it's been a few. I have no idea how long it's been since we've actually had to deal with the gremlins at this point. Hurricanes have happened, okay?
I believe you had put them in little launch tube like missiles.
Yeah, that's definitely true. We were planning on using them in the race, but then we all got disqualified and didn't get to. But I think we still have them ready to go.
You do need to check on them from time to time because they are quite destructive. Yeah.
We will bring stuff for them to destroy.
It has been a lot less time for your characters than it's been for us out of character, so we don't need to. You guys were only gone like, what, a day or something like that?
Yeah.
So they haven't gotten too far. They were just about to crack free of their containment, and you're like, wait a minute. And you can give them some stuff to destroy and then rebuild their containment shell. All right. You drift back to Packed World Space, and the order of the day, so the Infosphere campaign is already underway. And whatever you guys want to do to contribute to it, please let me know. You've kind of already talked about it a bit, but if you have a particular idea or you want to post a video or something like that, go ahead, just throw that out there. But I would say the other pieces of business are upgrading the ship and then for you guys, acquiring gear. And there just so happens to be a place you could acquire some gear at the at Barakas the Bootlegger's Boundless Bazaar. It has moved locations, but you're pretty sure you could find its new location on Akaton.
Okay. So team co-captains, we need to probably think about doing some add-ons to the ship. You know, we could trick it out with some really cool paint job, but I don't think that that's going to win us the race. I've got a few suggestions that we could consider, and I'm certainly open to some other suggestions as well. But I think we need to, considering that the next portion of the race, or at some portion of the race, we're going to have to fly this ship really fast. Some kind of a drift booster or thrusters primers would be really good. And if we need to try to disengage from people, maybe even a ghost drive might be kind of cool to have, where we just disappear. Those are just some suggestions. I don't know what you might have.
From a strict logistical standpoint, I think we need a brig.
Ooh, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I can think of is we might get into races where we have to land the ship and then take off in the sand skink. So if we could get some sort of launcher so that we don't lose time in landing and like lowering the thing and riding out and whatever, we can just launch right from, you know, a few feet above the ground. That might be a thing.
That makes sense.
And then allow Grace to finish the landing.
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, a quick note about the logistics of your ship upgrades. There's several places, several reputable places you could go to have the ship upgraded. Basically, you know, on Absalom Station, you might have to pay a little extra, but on Acton, there's certainly places you could go. One option might occur to Bob is Chainbreaker 1, the location of the Android Abolitionist Front. And your contact there, Zoe, they seem to be quite competent engineers, and you have an in with them already.
Yeah, I'll bring that up and mention the abolitionists. I mean, they seem very eager to help us out, especially if we were going to help spread the word.
Well, and their parts are probably well vetted and illegal, which means they might be under cost.
Oh, yes.
Good
idea.
Okay. Let's get some personal equipment first, and then we'll head out to the diaspora to see if we can talk to those guys. Is that okay?
That works for me.
Sounds good to me.
You're the co-captain.
All right. Yeah. You guys want to take your chances in Absalom Station, or you guys want to go back to Barracas? Because we haven't done our deal for him. We missed the race, so presumably we are still on the hook for last time we were there. So I don't know what sort of disposition he's going to have.
It's often a better idea to deal with those issues head on as opposed to letting them fester.
Is that rain?
Actually, yes. I will. I didn't do her accent. Yes. That was Kevin, but we'll say that Rain's asleep. So it'll occur to who has any sort of crime background? Really?
Nope.
None of you. Okay, crime maybe it doesn't. Background.
I'd say Bangi and Hecubina have a crime background. Although, do you mean an actual background?
No, that's fine. So Bangi and Hecubino, you know, someone as powerful as Barracas could probably send people after you if he was really upset with you.
Right.
So it's typically, you know, you can get a better extension if you go and ask for one as opposed to just not checking in.
Sure.
Also, you might get better deals at the bazaar, and they don't care about laws there.
That's true.
But it is also, they don't see per previously though, they don't care about laws there. So it's a little bit more dangerous and not as straightforward as just going to a shop on Absalom Station and buying what you want.
Yeah, I'd probably still go to Akaton just because Absalom Station is where we're going to possibly have, Drifter's HQ get on our cases because they might not actually want this whole thing could go off the rails.
Good call. This also gives us a chance to talk to Barracas about basically getting an extension on our deal and possibly convince him that giving us a deal is going to help, since now his name is going to appear in the redemption race, which is going to presumably draw a lot more eyeballs.
Yeah. And, all the gear we get, we can slap his logo on as a, sub-sponsor.
Sure.
Okay, so you do have to go to Absalom Station, at least briefly, because that's like a, I don't remember what they call it, but like a drift nexus. It's kind of a hub of travel. And that's also a great place for Rain to disembark. She will kind of gruffly get her things and pack up and make ready to leave. But as she does so, from the cargo bay, she'll kind of turn back to you all, but primarily to Hecubino and Amhu, and just kind of nod and, under her breath, be like, "Yeah, thanks, you guys."
Hecubino gives her, Hecubino doesn't respond verbally. He just kind of nods back.
All right, keep me updated. I'll be on the infosphere watching the trends and such.
All right.
She gives a little two-finger salute.
Bye.
And, she goes off into the crowds of Absalom Station, and you guys can quickly move on your way back to the red planet of Akaton. And I think that is a decent little breaking point before we actually get to go shopping.
Thank you so much, everybody, for checking us out this week. If you have any questions, comments, whatever, hit us up on our Discord server. We've got a Critical Hit channel. We also have a Critical Hit VIP channel for our patrons, as well as just general chat and other RPG channels that you can come and hang out with a whole bunch of other fantastic people. You can find a link in the show notes to the Discord and join for free. So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.